What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
National championship game on Monday night, Randy. Yeah, I know. Well,
okay.
That's his government name.
I think this game, if it's a clean game back and forth, I think Ohio State wins comfortably.
I think so, too.
Notre Dame's got to make some big plays. They got to find a way to get turnovers, just like they did in Georgia, a big play as far as the big plays they got in the game against Georgia, the kickoff return, and obviously the turnover before half, then turn into a touchdown. The big pass play Leonard made the throw on the sideline, bad tackling, bad angles by Penn State. Notre Dame's got to get at least two turnovers and a big play on special teams, whether it's a block kick, like I said, punt return, kick return, something. They got to find a way to generate something that's not offensive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, if it's just a straight up talent for talent and everybody
does their best, they probably lose a
couple of touchdowns. That thing about it, though, like Ohio State's played so good for the last three games, especially in the first two, that it kind of feels like everyone's just assuming this is who they are now, and they're not capable of going back to any of the stuff. Because it wasn't just they played terrible in the Michigan game, obviously. Lost that game, should have never lost that game, should have never played like that, but they deserved to lose it based on the way they played. There was a lot of performances they had throughout the season that were just lackluster, right? I mean, they just didn't get the offense going or clicking for a lot of the season. There were just kind of moments during the year where it was like, I don't know, these guys are really talented, but they can't seem to get the thing off the ground. They've obviously done it in the playoff. I just wonder if we're so sure that they're capable of just doing that now. Like, they could look like that. I think the Michigan game is an outlier. I think that's the worst they're capable of playing. But there have been other performances where they needed a couple scores or they needed some moments in the fourth quarter to win against inferior opponents, right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. They're capable of that. Like, it still could happen. I think that they're going to win the game. I think Ohio State's probably going to be the national champion.
I agree.
I'm just saying, like, there's enough track record this season of them looking average that I don't think you could just say for sure that they're just going to look amazing like they have the last three games guaranteed on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Notre Dame can do some things to make them look average.
Yeah, I think, you know, Riley, he has to have his best game. And I'm talking about running and throwing the ball, Bunk. You said it perfect early in the show. They cannot get into a point where he has to drop back and throw the ball. No. There's no way they can win. Because I don't think their offensive line can hang on that long if the Ohio State defense just gets the pass rush. Always know where Caleb Downs is, right? Mm-hmm. This dude is one of the best players, and I think he's the best player in this. No, him and Jeremiah Smith are the best players in this game. It's individual players.
I thought you were going to say in his class.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're teammates.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're probably the best two players in this game. And look for Jeremiah. If they get him going early, Notre Dame's going to be in trouble because he's a big play guy. And so as a big play guy, you give that energy to the whole team.
Yeah.
And that stadium – you know, I'm pretty sure both fan bases travel. So I don't know what's going to be the ratio from what to what.
Yeah, it should be a great atmosphere.
I think it's going to be an outstanding atmosphere over there on Monday night between two big-ass brands. I mean, two of the biggest brands. Fourth year in a row they played?
Third.
Third year in a row?
Yeah,
okay.
Because
the one last year, obviously, the 10 men on the field and everything, but they played previously.
You know the last time Notre Dame actually beat them?
When?
1936.
What?
This is the last time, because they haven't played that many times.
Right, okay.
They've only played like 7 times, I think, in their history.
But
the last time Notre Dame beat Ohio State was in 1936.
Well, damn.
The guy that threw the game-winning touchdown in that game, his name was William Shakespeare.
Get the hell out of here.
It's true. Yeah, Bill Shakespeare threw the game-winning touchdown in that game.
Oh, wow.
I listened to the College Game Day podcast this morning. I didn't do any of this research myself.
Oh, I listened to it.
You're going to hear that on game day, by the way. I guarantee Reese Davis is going
to
say that stuff.
I listened to it this morning, but I kept getting in and out of the car, so I didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, they were talking about that. But, yeah, they played each of the last couple of years. Ohio State won both of those games. But, yeah, last year came down to it was the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame had 10 guys on the field. And, you know, obviously Ohio State scored in that situation and beat them. But, it should be a great atmosphere. I don't know if I had to call it. It'd probably be about 50-50. I have no idea who will fill it out more. I would imagine it would be pretty close. But I think when it's all said and done, Notre Dame's had an incredible season.
Yep.
I just don't think that they have enough to win. I don't think they have enough to win this game on Monday
night. The biggest thing we talked about, what they need to do, they need to get it to the fourth quarter. You get a game like this, and I'm talking about Notre Dame, if you can get Ohio State into the fourth quarter, you got a shot. Meaning that I'm talking about it's a one possession, less than one possession, like 5-point game or something like that. Because I think Ryan Day is going to tighten up.
Yeah, that's your best
bet. Because Texas was coming, and Sawyer makes the play.
Yeah, yeah, Jack Sawyer made a perfect play.
But he made the perfect play, Andy, and the ball bounced perfect.
Oh, yeah, it broke to him in the absolute perfect way.
He didn't have to scoop it at the ball. When he hit yours and knocked the ball out, the ball bounced straight to him.
Right to him.
Gone.
To the house.
You know what I mean? Just gone and everything like that. They got to figure out a way to stop that from happening if you're – and positive plays on first down. And we talk about the turnovers for Ohio State. They can't turn the ball over. Notre Dame cannot turn over.
If Notre Dame plays sloppy, they could lose this game by a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this could be a landslide game. They need Ohio State to do that in order for it to be a close game. And I'm with you on Jeremiah Smith. Like, Chip Kelly can't allow him to get taken out of the game the way that he did against Texas. Now, they were able to still win it, and that's fine. And credit to Texas. They've got great players to be able to do it. But you got to come up with a plan as an offensive coordinator to get your best guy the ball.
Yeah.
He had one catch for 3 yards.
Come on, Chip.
How many targets did he have?
I mean,
he had less than 5 targets.
But the thing about it, he's so good, you got to give him a shot anyway.
Exactly. No, you got to get –
Yes.
Or even, you know, if they're doubling him and you don't feel comfortable throwing down the field – get it to him quick.
Throw it to
Hand it to him. Whatever. Like, get the ball in that dude's hands. He's so dynamic. So, yeah, that can't happen again from an offensive standpoint for Ohio State. But I think they're the national champs when it's all said and done on Monday night. I think they win something like, I don't know, 31-17, something like that.
Yeah, I like Ohio State 31-20.
All right.
31-20.
Pretty similar. Cover the spread. Score 31.